We were taught we don't always get what we want, but that belief is blocking your manifestation. I learned some time ago that we shouldn't teach our children that they don't always get what they want. And that statement stuck with me for obvious reasons, although it's easier said than done when they're asking for things you literally cannot give them. But I was meditating on it this morning and I understood clearly why we shouldn't teach that belief and how it can block your manifestation and ultimately theirs. The reason people don't manifest what they want is because what they want is the result. They're fixated on the end, not the identity or the action that leads to it. When I look over my life, especially when I was a young, hard-headed teenager slash young adult, I got what I wanted when it was about who I wanted to be or what I wanted to do. I cannot remember anything I wanted to do in my youth that I didn't eventually get to do by hook or by crook. And what I saw was when you make the decision to do or be something, you do what you need to do to get it. And the byproducts of that, good or bad, naturally come to you. So obviously you want to focus on the things that bring the good. You will not manifest anything if you're trying to get things. But when you decide within yourself who you want to be and what you're going to do, and you do it without worrying about how people will react, you get it. You start living the life you want right here, right now. The focus on being and doing is so much easier, yet so much more powerful than the focus on the thing, because when the focus is only the thing, you skip everything required to become the person who has it. And then inevitably you don't get the thing and it's frustrating and it's painful and you think life has done you dirty because you've set your sight on things. You wanted the bag, the hair, the car, the private school, the holiday home, and you don't get them because you're not doing the thing. And it hurts you because you haven't realized that. It feels unfair and you see people around you with those things and it feels soul destroying, but that's because you've attached your identity to the thing and not the becoming. When I look back over my life and the things I wanted to do, I found the entry point and I started there. And later on, I graduated into the big serious versions of those same things. I manifested the life I wanted by doing the things and becoming the person who has that life, not by chasing the outcomes. The part I want you to really hear, you are already powerful enough, brilliant enough, worthy enough to begin right now. You don't need permission, proof, or a perfect plan. The greatness you're looking for isn't out there. It's already in you. Today is the day you claim it, not by wishing, but by being. My key takeaway is for the manifestation to work, you've got to decide in your mind who you want to be, what you want to do, and then start doing it right here, right now. Find the entry point and start there. If this message resonates with you at all, my book, I Am Success, shares the daily meditations and insights that will help you become the person who manifests. You can pre-order it now. Use the link in my Instagram bio if you're listening on socials, or the link below this post if you're already reading on my website.